This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Department, the president was the vice president the last time Russia invaded Ukraine. This is a pattern of horror from this president, from President Putin, and from the cronies around him.
Hold on a second, guys. Let's just listen to that one more time. Did you notice the little slip up of Jen Psaki? Folks, Jen Psaki just gave you the whole story. She's not a bright gal. She wouldn't have taken this job for the most corrupt administration in U.S. history if she were. Listen to this one more time, and listen to the little slip-up she says where she's admitting that Biden is actually causing all this. This is the press secretary admitting Biden is causing what's happening in Ukraine. Listen again.
You know, I was at the State Department. The president was the vice president the last time Russia invaded Ukraine. This is a pattern of horror from this from President Putin and from the cronies around him.
Yeah, you're right. This is a pattern of horror from this President Biden. Like I said, folks, you can think Putin is the worst guy on the planet if you want. You can't ignore the facts. Every time Democrats are in the White House, they weaken Ukraine and put them in a more compromised position with Russia, while also simultaneously flicking Russia in the ear, giving him a wet willy, poking the Russian bear. Like it's a game. Like, oh, nuclear war is just a game to them. Ha ha ha. Let's mess with the nuclear power of Russia. That should be fun. We'll just bully them. They'll never do anything. Really? But what is Biden doing? Now, folks, this is, again, so Bill Clinton denuclearizes Ukraine and makes the Lisbon Agreement where Ukraine has to give the nuclear weapons over to Russia. With the guarantee that, oh, America will protect you, NATO will protect you. Well, I don't know how well that's working out for them right now. Then, in the Obama administration, with Biden as the vice president, Obama and Soros were running proxy groups, proxy wars, funding terrorists and Nazis in Ukraine. Yes, folks, yes, this is the truth. I'm sick and damn tired of the media not telling you the full story. The Obama administration was funding proxy wars in eastern Ukraine with George Soros, including neo-Nazi militias. And what happened? Really, they failed, is what happened, and Putin took Crimea. But see, they installed a puppet president, and they got an anti-Russian government in to just make things worse. And so the situation escalated. Then Trump got in, who tried to make deals, kept the peace of the area, and wasn't blackmailed or compromised or predictable. So Russia kind of just hit the pause button and said, all right, maybe we can have detente with Trump. Maybe he's fair. He's criticizing NATO. Maybe he'll give us a seat at the table. And then Trump did meet with Putin. And Trump would have phone calls with Putin. And even though they tried to impeach it on it and call him a Russian agent, really, the president can't talk to another world powers leader? That doesn't make sense. Something sketchy about that. But no, it doesn't even stop there. So now the Biden administration is in office. Shuts down our pipelines, cuts off our oil production, gives control of the flow of oil in the West to Russia. It's the exact opposite thing you would do if you were trying to hurt Putin or Russia or keep them from escalating a conflict in Ukraine. And by the way, you realize now that the U.S. is funding both sides of this war again. Billions of dollars to Ukraine to fight this war and billions of dollars of Russia to fight this war. It's a joke. The U.S. is funding both sides of the war in Ukraine. Billions of dollars of Russia every week for oil because Biden shut ours down. And then the backing that we're sending to Ukraine as well. So the U.S. is funding both sides of this war. It's sick. It's sick. But did you know Biden pauses new oil and gas leases amid legal battle over cost of climate change? Do you know what day this was? This was February 24th. Do you know what happened on the day that Biden hurt the U.S.'s ability to produce energy and get energy? Do you know what happened that day? Russia went into Ukraine on the exact same day. If anyone is a Russian agent, if anyone is working for Vladimir Putin, It is Joe Biden and the Democrat Party who are funding both sides of this war.
I stay on air selling high-quality products that you need, that you want, and that you're going to be happy with. That's why you come back and buy products from me again. It's a symbiotic relationship. I promote liberty. I promote freedom. I fight the globalist. And I'm able to do that because you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, all the products are great. But when it comes to high-quality storable food in an inflationary system with major supply chain breakdowns, this is an absolute 360 win, a no-brainer. And they've got high-quality storable food ready to ship to you right now. The great folks at My Patriot Supply, exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com, discounted. So again, beat inflation, be prepared, fund the InfoWar. The only way you lose is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com right now. This is high-quality storable food. This is how you beat inflation. Get yours today. It's ready to ship. But I wouldn't wait because prices are about to go up because inflation is exploding.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we are switching topics now because both of these things are huge stories. I mean, you can try to decide which one's bigger. The situation in Ukraine that's getting worse. Look, I hope it's mostly theater. I don't want to see a nuclear war. I don't want to see World War III. But we're following and tracking that. But we can't ignore the fact, because, look, there's different numbers of casualties that they're saying is happening in Ukraine. I've heard anywhere from 500 to 1,000 to 20,000. Who knows, folks? Who knows? But even if it is 20,000, the Pfizer vaccine, all the COVID vaccines have killed more than the casualties so far in Ukraine. And so we've got the latest FISA data, which is just so overwhelming to me, and that's why I wanted to get the doctors on today. And so Dr. Ben Marbles joins me now. Ben Marbles, his website is myfreedoctor.com. He's been on top of this since day one. Really, I mean, just totally vindicated with the latest news in the Pfizer data. So Dr. Marbles, thank you for joining me. I'm looking at the FISA data dump, which they claim is a three-month survey. And I can't even believe I'm reporting this. It's like I don't even believe my own eyes. I don't even believe my own reporting. It's just I saw the document, and according to the document, the Pfizer vaccine had a 3% fatality rate and a 90% side effect rate. I mean, are my eyes lying to me? When you saw this and you saw the side effects, what are you thinking? How do you interpret this data that Pfizer has finally released that they tried to hide for almost a whole 100 years?
Yeah, they tried to have their lawyers not release the data for 75 years, and it just confirms what we've known for a long time now, what we've been saying, and that these fake vaccine experimental gene editing poison is poison, and people need to stop taking poison. You know, if you look at the numbers of that data, I think it was around 45,000 people were in that study, and 42,000 reported adverse reactions. The list of adverse reactions is many pages long, other than instant death. So there's just amount of evidence that proves that these fake vaccines are poison. We need to ban the damn poison as soon as possible is the bottom line. But you know, the bad news is we're going to pass 5 billion doses of this poison delivered in a few weeks. Later this month, we're at like 4.9 billion right now. So the problem is we've had the greatest mass poisoning event in human history. So because of that mass poisoning event, which is ongoing, we're going to see more people die in the year 2022 than any year in human history. And that's why I call it the mass die-off of 2022. So the prospects of that are very scary. Certainly way more deaths from the fake vaccine poison than in Ukraine from the war. So one has to wonder, you know, the World Economic Forum, they're the puppet masters of all this. Putin is in the World Economic Forum. Is this all just a charade to distract from the mass die-off of 2022? And that's what I think it is. They're just trying to smoke screen all these deaths that are going to occur this year. We're starting to see the insurance data is coming in. You know, all-cause mortality is up like 40% for the insurance. You know, when people die, they file their insurance claim. So the insurance companies are blowing the whistle on this, and all the data that's coming out, you know, it's just irrefutable, the amount of evidence. So basically, the only people who are who ignore it at this point are the brainwashed COVID cult members who, you know, that they just keep lining up for the poison. They'll just keep taking dose after dose. It's you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Well, by the time you're on your third or fourth booster, you should realize that it doesn't work. And that if you just want, you know, you want to keep taking poison, then you're basically insane. But, you know, that's the definition of it. So I just encourage everybody, please stop taking the poison. It clearly it does not stop infection. I mean, the latest data on the children's shot, it only had 11% efficacy. So children, it's all risk, no reward. And that, you know, to me, the legal definition, if it doesn't prevent infection in at least 50% of people who get it, is legally not a vaccine. So all the proof's in. These fake vaccines are not real vaccines. They're gene editing technology. A study just came out the other day that showed the vaccine goes into liver cells and converts the DNA there. So it's gene editing poison, which they, of course, denied all along. They just, it's just one great big lie after another. And now all the evidence is coming out, and we were proven right that this stuff is not safe and effective. It's actually killing a lot of people, and the, you know, we need to ban it as soon as possible because everything's just going to keep getting worse until after we ban this poison. Because if you keep just poisoning everybody on the planet, you know, there's a quote. I erroneously attributed it to Nazi Klaus Schwab, but it was by another man actually. And their target goal, he researched World Economic Forum. Their target goal population is 1 billion from the research this author did. And so, you know, there's 8 billion people on the planet. So that basically means they want to mass murder around 7 billion people. Well, they've already dosed about 5 billion people with this slow-acting poison. There's the list. It's just a mile long of all these different conditions known to be caused by the Pfizer vaccine. So the fact that this is still on the market is just proof of how corrupt all of our alphabet government agencies are. FDA is totally corrupt. CDC is totally corrupt. You know, so at some point, the people have to stand up against this and, you know, refuse to take the poison and also stand up and speak out against it. Certainly the truckers are doing a good job with that. But we have to do whatever it takes to get this poison banned. Now, of course, we want nonviolent protests. We want everybody to remain peaceful. But we have to get this poison banned. That should be priority number one for everybody around the world. Way more important than war and anything else that's going on, because we're witnessing the greatest mass poisoning in human history right now. It's been going on since the start of this vaccine program. You know, in just a short 14 months, the adverse events reported, they're right around 2 million now, and are over 30,000 deaths. That's reported to VAERS, which is just one database for one country. And it's more than all the real vaccines combined, you know, tetanus vaccine, diphtheria, pertussis, all the other vaccines. If you combine the sum total of all the adverse events from those over the past four decades, the adverse events from these fake vaccines is higher than all the other real vaccines combined in just a short 14 months. So that's just completely, you know, how much evidence do people need to pull the poison off the market? How many people have to die from this poison before we can get it banned and pulled off the market? That's what remains to be seen, because we know it's poison. It's very clear it's poison, and people need to stop taking the poison, you know.
Yeah, it's like if I was an evil person or Machiavellian, I'd say, okay, you know what? Keep rolling out the poison shot. We'll consider this a survival of the fittest type thing, and millions of people might die. But you know what? Maybe it's a better thing we get those low IQ people off the planet. But no, they're innocent. They're being lied to. They're being tricked. So we can't take that stance. I like the way you put that, though. This is one way for people to kind of really perceive what's happening here. We are mass producing poison. We are mass producing poison and injecting it into people's veins, right into their bodies. Now, there's a lot of this, when I look at the research and the data that's been released, there's a lot of this that I just have trouble interpreting, and that's why I wanted to get you on here today. First, let's just start, and we'll go to the break, and we'll continue with this. What is it, I mean, how do they have, like, 30 pages of adverse side effects? Has there ever been any medical product that has, like, 1,000 side effects? Like, everything in an encyclopedia? Have you ever seen anything like that?
No, sir, never. And before in history and medicine has this ever happened. And You know, the FDA's own standard is if there's more than 50, if there's 50 deaths, they're supposed to pull the drug off the market. Well, they passed 50 deaths the first month this was out. They should have pulled it off the market by February. So clearly they're ignoring all the rules. And why is that? Well, it's because the PC commie COVID cult members, they run all the organizations, and they're in collusion with the World Economic Forum to take down America, to destroy America, usher in their pandemic for the Great Reset and the One World Government. And they're basically actively committing mass genocide in the process. They know what they're doing. The leaders know what's going on. Now, a lot of the people who just follow the leader may not be aware of the, the level of evil that's going on here. But we have to tell people and let people know what's really happening. And that's how, we tell people the truth of what's really going on, and truth will set you free. You know, the truth comes out eventually, and everybody knows. Everybody knows somebody with a vaccine injury, a family member or a friend by now.
Oh, everyone I know that took it, I mean, luckily none of them died. Everyone I know that took it either got sick or had some weird reaction to it. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 888-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendo Voice.
Dr. Marble put it best. We are mass producing poison. I mean, folks, this is unbelievable, man. It's like, if we play the Mission Impossible theme and the James Bond themes and all these things, but it's like, really, we're like in a James Bond film and evil villains are producing poison in mass for human consumption. And here's the other part about this, as you were mentioning before we went to the break. It's they're still promoting this, Dr. Marble. They're still promoting it on television. They're still promoting it in government. They're still promoting it in the alphabet agencies. They're even releasing new reports today saying from the CDC and the Surgeon General saying we need to combat misinformation when it comes to vaccines. But all the stuff they want to combat, quote unquote, has been accurate, has been proven to be true. I mean, how is it that they're all in on this? So it's just stunning. But here's my problem is. And I'm curious, were you as overwhelmed as I was, even as a doctor with a better understanding of this, were you as overwhelmed as I was when you saw the FISA data and the thousands of deaths and the tens of thousands of adverse reactions in a small 3-month period and then 30 pages of different side effects? I'm looking at this like, how can this even be real? How is this even happening?
I know, it's incredible. It's unbelievable. And that's the problem, is that people that are brainwashed, they don't want to believe this level of evil exists. And it does. It's very real. And this just confirms what we knew. But, man, the amount of evidence and the proof in that Pfizer document released this week is just a ton of evidence. It's irrefutable. And the only people who don't believe at this point that the fake vaccines are poison are the people that are brainwashed, that are basically victims of the mass formation psychosis because of all the fear porn. They can't see it, and they're just sheep that probably won't wake up. You know, you can't wake up everybody. You can try to wake
up.
What
about, let me ask you this though: what about the people that are waking up that took the vaccine and are now, you know, kind of scared that this thing was put in them? I mean, what can you say to them? What can you say to people who got one of these vaccines and is maybe scared because of this information is coming out? I mean, what is there good news for them? Is there a way they can kind of, I don't know, like detoxify from this?
There are treatments that can help. And that's where, you know, we do want to give people the good news. And so we've had some big news this week for MyFreeDoctor.com. In 2 years, you know, I'll tell you our stats. We're around 180,000 free doctor visits delivered. We've had a total of 6 deaths, so that's about 1 death every 30,000 patients. But the 6 people that died, they wouldn't even take the medicine. But when people take it, we've got a 99.99% survival rate. But so the proof is early treatment works. But now we finally have licenses covering all 50 states. So we can also now deliver free doctor visits for non-COVID type problems, like say a headache or an earache or a urinary tract infection or a yeast infection, or one of the most common things that if it's appropriate for telemedicine, we can now handle it all 50 states, free doctor visit. For example, medication refills, simple things like that. Maybe men who have erectile dysfunction who are taking Viagra or Cialis are out and they need a refill. We can do that for free. Now, we still ask for a donation, but we now have the ability to treat non-COVID type health problems that are appropriate for telemedicine. And if it's something that we can't handle, we can refer you to doctors that we actually trust, because that's a big problem right now. What we have is we've had a cowardice pandemic across America among America's doctors. 99% are just cowards. Fauci doctors that refuse to treat patients when they get sick. Well, we have the doctors on our team that will actually treat you when you get sick. And so if you have something that we can treat by telemedicine, then we can deal with it. But if we can't handle it, we can refer you to the doctors that can, that we trust, doctors that we trust. So we're building a list of a referral network of doctors that you know, that are against the poison, that are in favor of early treatment. So that's another reason why people should go ahead and go to myfreedoctor.com. and with whatever your healthcare needs are. And so basically we're creating a parallel system going forward. You know, 2-3 years from now, we want to be the gateway into healthcare, that you get to talk to healthcare for free and get a free opinion, get free prescriptions. You can donate if you want.
You know, and thank God you are, because we need doctors we can trust, because there has been so much lost faith in the medical industry and institutions, and sadly in doctors. But there are good doctors out there. You're sourcing them out with your website. But let's get back to the side effects here, because this is one that I'm struggling to understand. And there were actually other studies that came out before the Pfizer data was released. Basically, they're saying that, again, this is my layman interpretation of this, so correct me or put me on the right track if I'm off here. But it sounds to me where they did these in vitro studies of what it does to the liver. So basically the vaccine, the mRNA gets in there. You have a spike protein machine in your body that's just constantly putting out the spike proteins. It's rewriting your immune system, and it's rewriting your DNA. And it basically now opening you up to any and every disease possible. Like, you've been reset as a human, and anything could be possible. Or I guess maybe the synthetic DNA or whatever they're putting into the vaccine, let's say that person, that the original DNA was inclined to get this cancer or that disease, now all of a sudden you might be inclined to get that. Am I interpreting this data right? What did those studies represent?
No, you're interpreting it correctly. You know, what people don't understand is the spike protein itself is the poison. It's the self-spreading bioterror weapon. So when you give the shot into your arm, your body starts producing the spike protein throughout your entire body, and that may be for the rest of your life. We don't know yet. We don't know. Maybe it's for 6 months. Maybe it's for 20 years. We don't know, and only time will tell the answer to that. But the spike protein itself causes all the symptoms of COVID, and it causes you to have a positive COVID test result. So this is what we see. I've heard thousands of cases of this. Oh, I was totally healthy. I went and got the fake vaccine. A few days later, suddenly I'm sick with all the symptoms of COVID, have a positive COVID test. Now, here's where they lie with statistics. If you then get admitted to the hospital and you die less than 14 days after that shot, that's called a COVID death and not a vaccine death. So they're just lying in every way imaginable to deceive the people into taking this poison. So nobody should take poison, not old people, young people, pregnant people. Nobody should take it. You know, the reports are the pregnant women, the miscarriage rates in pregnant women, some reports are as high as 80%. The miscarriages are going through the roof. The cancers are going through the roof. We're seeing vaccine-induced AIDS, basically, where it impairs immunity long-term. You know, Doc, and I've probably told you this before, but Dr. Luke Montagna, he recently passed away. He was Nobel Prize winner, and he said that he believed 100% of people who even took just one shot of this poison would be dead in 3 years. And I tend to agree with him based on everything I've read, but I hope and pray that I'm wrong, because many of my family members and friends have taken it, you know, against my recommendations. But so hopefully we're wrong. But certainly there are some treatments. Chlorine dioxide, some people are suggesting that. That's not one I personally tried, but I know some doctors like that one. Ivermectin is another one that a lot of patients that has helped them after vaccine injury. And there's several other medicines we can try. So certainly anybody who has vaccine injury or side effect, go to myfreedoctor.com. We'll hook you up with one of our doctors and try to do the best we can to help you through this. Ultimately, long term, we have to get this poison banned. We got to do whatever it takes to get it banned. So, you know, the World Economic Forum leaders, they're the orchestrators of all this. Ideally, they all need to be arrested. But how do you arrest them when they own all the court systems?
And Big Pharma owns the media, so they're not going to stab them in the back, because they're all working together. And we're going to come back one more segment with Dr. Marble here. And I want to ask him, because, again, folks, if there's two deaths in a baby formula, they pull that baby formula off the shelves. I mean, by that standard alone, these vaccines should never.
I've been on air more than 25 years. And long before I started selling high-quality vitamin D3 8 years ago, I've been promoting people taking vitamin D3 because it is essential. And if you're not getting sunshine every single day, whether you're black or white or Hispanic, it doesn't matter, your body will be susceptible and wide open to so many of the threats that are out there. It's just like you need oxygen, you die in 4 minutes without oxygen. You die in 5 or 6 days without water, you die in a month without food. Well, that's because these key minerals and elements and vitamins are in the food that you need. And one of the most important for your immune system and your overall health is vitamin D3. We have the highest quality in winter sun with vitamin K that boosts all your body's defenses, available right now for 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Everybody, old, young, black, white, you need vitamin D3. This is the best quality out there, and it funds the InfoWar 50% off.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
And we got another segment here with the good doctor, Dr. Ben Marble, MyFreeDoctor.com. And finishing up here in the last segment we have with him, again, how is it, I guess we know how it is, it's all the corruption, but I mean, how is there not more of an outrage? A baby formula, this just happened this week, a baby formula has two casualties because of a baby formula. They pull it off the shelves. They're not selling it anymore. There'll probably be lawsuits. But the vaccine, the COVID vaccine, tens of thousands of deaths, hundreds of thousands of adverse reactions. We don't even know the long-term numbers yet. And they're still promoting it. They're still telling you it's safe and effective. And now the scariest thing to me, which is the Surgeon General and these other corrupt alphabet agencies are basically, I think that they're going to reach a point here, doctor, where anybody who says anything negative about the vaccine or talks about a Wuhan lab or a doctor that does it, they're going to pull your medical license. They're going to censor you off the internet. They may even come try to arrest you with this stuff. I mean, this is just out of control. So, I mean, as a doctor, seeing how they refuse to pull this off the shelves despite the side effects and the deaths, and then seeing the attacks of the CDC, the FDA, the Surgeon General, saying you're not allowed to question the vaccine, you're not allowed to question the authorities. I mean, how dangerous is this? I mean, this is, I'm just stunned that we're living through this. This is the most evil, maybe even in, definitely in my life, this is probably the most evil thing that I've ever witnessed.
I blame it on political correctness and this guy right here, Dr. Death Nazi Fauci. Political correctness is the most successful brainwashing tool of all time. And that's what people need to realize. You know, when, you know, people used to think PC was just good manners, but what we now find out is it's getting thousands, if not billions, of people killed because of political correctness. So the problem is we're living in occupied territory now. We have a PC commie COVID cult member in the White House. We all nine U.S. Supreme Court members are PC commie COVID cult members, as proven by the fact that all nine took the poison, allegedly. Whether they took the real one or not is debatable. And the majority of the members of Congress have all taken the poison. So basically, we're living under PC commie COVID cult rule in America right now. So we need to take our freedom back from these losers. We need to round them all up and throw them in prison. Now, that's the problem. How do you throw them in prison and have them arrested when all the courts and all are corrupt and in the back pocket of World Economic Forum, which is why what I do is I pray for God to hurry up and return and let God sort it out and let, you know, God take care of these people, you know, take them to an early grave or whatever God decides is appropriate. I just pray for that to happen sooner rather than later, because, you know, what we can do is nonviolent, peaceful protest, but we can also pray that we see an end to this. And the more people that pray for that, then hopefully we, you know, God will intercede and get this poison banned. We need to do whatever it takes to get this poison banned and hold these evildoers accountable. And they can't get away with this. World Economic Forum, you know, Nazi Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates to hell, Dr. Death Fauci, Dementia Joe. I've got a Dementia Joe doll, too. And, you know, I come up with these names because part of the way you break the brainwashing is you make fun of them and you mock them. I'm mired in psychology. And that's, you can't break through brainwashing by being nice to people. You break through brainwashing by ridiculing them, making a joke out of their position. You know, if you're wearing a mask, you see people wearing a mask, make fun of them. The masks do nothing. They don't stop COVID. All they do is virtue signal. The masks are the new swastika. You know, a swastika didn't do anything, but it let other people know, hey, you are not, then you are a member of the party. Well, we're getting the same thing with the mask. All they do is virtue signal to tell people you're a compliant brainwashed sheep, that you're a member of the PC commie COVID cult. So take the stupid mask off. They don't do anything. There goes Ron DeSantis. I'm in Florida. We have the best governor in America here in Florida, and a good chance he's going to be a future president. Now, what I would say about, you know, about Trump specifically and the vaccine, Trump, who's ultimately to blame for the fake vaccine poison? President Donald Trump is to blame. And if he won't come out and openly call for the poison to be banned, then his political career is over as far as I'm concerned. I'm the biggest Trump supporter you'll meet. I mean, I run the President Donald Trump page on Facebook. I made that in 2015, the year before he was elected president. Been a huge Trump supporter. But his, by far his biggest mistake in his presidency was delivering this poison onto the masses, into the world. And if he won't come out against it, then I'm not going to support him anymore.
No, I completely agree. There needs to be a reconciliation thing here from Trump. And I'm willing to say, hey, look, you know, people make mistakes and sometimes they double and triple down on those mistakes. But this point, it's not a mistake. At this point, there's no excuse. And you know what? We will forgive and forget, and we can have a reconciliation period, but it definitely needs to be addressed. Because I know that there's people where it stands right now, they're just simply not going to vote for Trump on this one issue alone. And yourself and me, who have been avid Trump supporters, I'll definitely be looking elsewhere as well if he doesn't stop promoting this vaccine as safe and effective and pounding his chest like it was a victory for him.
Correct, absolutely, because it, you know, it's clearly poisonous and harming a lot of people, killing a lot of people, ruining a lot of people's lives, and so he needs to own it and accept responsibility for it, apologize, and America would forgive him. If he doesn't do that, I won't forgive him. You know, if you can't admit you were wrong and say you were wrong and apologize and call for the poison, you know, he could call for the poison to be banned tomorrow, and that would do a tremendous amount to get this poison banned. Because we all know it's poison. All the doctors know it's poison. Anybody who's paying attention knows it's poison. He has to know it's poison by now. There's no way he can pretend he doesn't know it by now.
Yeah, let's. How about that? How about with now that we have the Pfizer data that they tried to keep secret for an entire century? What about doctors that were maybe on the fence or maybe even promoting the vaccine? I mean, what about them? Are they not realizing what's going on? Are they still doubling down on the lies? I mean, how do you understand that?
I will say this. You know, I'm one of the only doctors you'll probably talk to that's never recommended a single dose of the poison for a single patient. That's because I was trained in my residency, you should never recommend a new drug until it's been on the market for 3 years, because that's when you find out if it's actually dangerous or not. And the fact that they put it out in 9 months, when prior to that, the fastest the vaccine had been made was 4 years. And, you know, fast science is always bad science. So it was a pretty easy call for me to say, no, I sent out a message to all of our patients, do not take this. It's probably bad and unhealthy. We'll reassess the data in 6 months. And if it looks like I was wrong, then I'll say, go ahead and take it. But 6 months later, of course, I wasn't wrong. It's killing thousands of people. So we just need to ban the poison. But you know, Trump has to do something to speak out against this. He's trying to wiggle around it, but there's no way to wiggle around this. It's clearly poisonous. He needs to call for it to be banned immediately, and people would really rally behind him if he would do that. So I would say the same about Ron DeSantis. He needs to come out against the poison as well. Politicians are politicians, and they don't want to ruffle feathers and make people angry. But when the poisoning is ongoing every day, great. It's great to stop mandates, and it's great to stop mask wearing. But if you ban the mandates and people are still being poisoned, you're not stopping the poisoning, the mass genocide.
It is so obvious now. I mean, they had us completely panicked, shutting everything down over a virus that has a less than 1% chance of catching it or it being fatal. We now know with the data, the vaccine has a higher fatality rate than the virus itself. That is now a scientific fact, according to the vaccine manufacturer's own data.
And it's ironic that Trump himself was quoted multiple times as saying, the cure can't be worse than the disease. Well, lo and behold, the cure that Trump gave us is far worse than disease. So Trump needs to apologize to America. I would really appeal to him to do that. I know I would forgive him, and I think most people would forgive him. I would be more than happy to meet with him in person and talk to him about this to try and convince him, because I think it would do wonders to getting the poison banned sooner rather than later. Because it's not a question of if, it's a question of when. If it's going to be banned, it's inevitable that the poison will be banned. It's just how many people have to die before it's banned.
Yep.
The question. Now, I would like to say one other thing. You know, MyFreeDoctor.com, we are a faith-based organization, nonprofit, so we do accept donations. If people want to go to MyFreeDoctor.com and donate to our cause, that'll help us to save more lives. You can find the link to our donation button on the website. And that'll allow us to hire more patient support staff and more doctors to the cause. You know, we're treating maybe 1,000 patients a day now, but we would like to be treating 100,000 patients a day.
Well, God bless you and Godspeed, Dr. Ben Marble. Again, myfreedoctor.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and thank you for your bravery. And then just
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, on this emergency Thursday transmission. The world is on the verge of nuclear war. Look at some of these headlines out of the Russian news that you are not seeing in the Western news. And that is what is so dangerous, whether you love Putin or hate Putin, whether you're for this war or against this war like I am. You need to hear what the other side is saying, even in World War II. In the U.S., they played newsreels of what Hitler was saying, because we're not a dictatorship, but now we are in a big tech dictatorship that's in a fight with another authoritarian system. It's extremely dangerous. Look at this headline. Russia declares hot war with West to settle post-Soviet space. These are quotes. Once and for all, Zelensky urges direct Putin meeting. These articles are directly on Infowars.com. Incredible videos coming up in a few minutes. We're going to be playing for you another video where you have dump trucks and other things citizens have put up on the roads to block the Russians coming in to their main capital city of Kiev being hit with artillery and destroyed, which confirms the Russians' threat to start shelling the blockades as this escalates. And then Russia's foreign minister Lavrov says Russia will continue Ukraine war till the end, even if there is a nuclear war. Owen Schroyer, again, is doing a fabulous job covering all this latest information and tying it together how this Russia-Ukraine conflict is going to help the globalists censor, control, and also crash the dollar in the long run and bring in a new global digital currency. And all of this Russia garbage is smokescreening from the documents coming out that Moderna and Pfizer knew that COVID was made in a lab, that Moderna owned the COVID-19 gene sequencing, and that they released it on purpose and blocked treatments to cause mass death, and that we are under a biological attack by a global corporate crime syndicate, which is now using the Russia conflict in Ukraine is a pretext to smokescreen the next phase of their operation. Backline to Owen Schroyer and his special guest. Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, information is key to stopping this. Information is key to breaking the globalists and stopping these wars. That's why it's so vital for you to share the live links of this show right now. Let your friends, family, neighbors, perfect strangers know that the truth lives at InfoWars.com. Right now with these live feeds, where we're not on Russia's side, we're not on the U.S. side, we're not on the U.N. side. We're on God's side, we're on the truth side, and we're objectively looking at all the real information and cutting through the disinformation and lies, as we always do. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
All right, I want to go now. Putin delivered a speech not too long ago. Of course, you won't hear about that. If Zelensky farts, they'll make sure that you know about that news, and they'll make a big thing about, oh, his flatulation was so heroic. But you're not allowed to hear anything Putin is saying. To try to understand what's going on. So guys, let's just play these back to back to back. We've got four Putin clips from the speech here with the translation. And so guys, let's just roll all four of them back to back to back. Here are just some of the clips from Vladimir Putin's address just a few hours ago.
Dear comrades, I would like to say that the special military operation is unfolding according to schedule, according to the plan. All the goals set by us has been achieved. The defense ministry is going to give a more detailed report about that. Mr. Shoigu, please. And I will never renounce from my statement that Russian and Ukrainian are the same people, even though the people from Ukraine were intimidated or brainwashed by the Nazi propaganda. And some of them even decided to follow the Bandera ideals or other Nazi collaborators who fought on the Hitler's side during Great Patriotic War. And the fact that we are fighting against neo-Nazis is proved by how the hostilities are going nationally. The neo-Nazi units that are using foreign mercenaries from the Middle East also, they use civilians as human shields, hiding behind their backs. And we have facts, we have pictures of how they deploy heavy weapons in the residential areas of their cities. Mortar guns, they put their tanks, they put their cannons, and they are taking foreign citizens hostage, thousands of young people, students who were studying in Ukraine colleges. So for more than one day, they kept more than 3,000 Indian citizens at the train station in Kharkiv, and they continue keeping them there, including 576 people in the city of Sumy. Neo-Nazis opened fire on Chinese students who wanted to leave Kharkiv. Two of them were wounded. Once again, hundreds of foreigners want to leave the hostility zone, but they are not allowed to do that. Basically, they are taking prisoners, trying to delay their relief, or they want to evacuate them by Lvov to Poland to travel across the entire area of hostilities, thus risking their lives. Now, in the Ukrainian land, our soldiers and officers are fighting for Russia, for a peaceful life for the people of Donbas, to denazify and demilitarize Ukraine so that no anti-Russia that has been created by the West next to our borders didn't threaten us with nuclear weapons as well, as it was happening recently. Our people is proud of our armed forces. We will always remember our fallen brothers. Comrades, we will do everything to support their families, their children, to educate them, to support their close ones and loved ones. So let's honor the memory of our soldiers who died during this special military service with a minute of silence.
And to all those who are dying because of this, you know, we shouldn't be dealing with this on the planet anymore. It's the 21st century. I really feel that there's going to be a new age after this. I think it's going to be an age of peace, but it's going to be a serious struggle to get to that point. Because here's the deal. I don't think the Russian troops want to be involved in this war. I don't think the Ukrainian people want to be involved in this war. There's gaslighting going on. There's encouraging of the violence going on. There's a lack of understanding of the situation. But that's why you see Ukrainians and Russians, you know, that are in military gear on the streets just kind of talking, laughing it up. And this is a war of the elites. This is a war of the rich and powerful, fought for by the poor over land and resources. And Putin is just making his case of why he's engaged in this. And what's the Ukrainian or the Western back defense is, oh, just Putin's a madman. He's bad. We need to get Putin. Well, you can believe whether Putin is being honest, if the thing is on schedule, if everything is going according to plan. I mean, one side says Russia is winning. The other side says Ukraine is winning. Really, nobody's winning. But when you start seeing Russian oligarchs' yachts getting seized in Germany, that should really tell you what's going on, folks. This is the petty elites. Oh, we're going to take your boat. I mean, how is that even legal? So it's just, and here's what it is, too. They all know about the corruption. Biden knows about Russian corruption and oligarchs. Russian oligarchs know about Biden's family corruption, the Clintons, all of it. I mean, they all know. They're all on the rich, elite political level. They all know about all the corruption. And so that's why they're like, oh, we know this guy. He's got his yacht in Germany. Let's go seize that yacht. Let's send a message. It's the rich elite that want to conquer the world fighting for land and resources and oil, just as it seems to always be. And the people of the planet that want nothing to do with it suffer. And by the way, that is a tactic that CIA front proxy groups and Western-backed proxy groups engage in. They do it in Syria. They do it in Afghanistan. They did it in Iraq. And they just say, oh, it's moderate rebels, and we give them arms and we give them weapons, and it's moderate rebels. And then the next day it's ISIS. Go figure. They're just playing the West off like a fool. But no, what they do is they take their weapons. They hide them in school buildings. They take their troops. They hide them and station them in school buildings. And then they say, no, you're not going to stop going to school here. You're going to come to school here. We're just basically going to hold you hostage. And that's what they're doing. And that's what Putin was saying. That's going on. But you're not allowed to hear about that in the Western media. You're not allowed to hear about any of that. But that's the truth. So, I mean, I guess Russia could just let NATO continue to expand and put a gun to Russia's head and choke Russia out of the world economy. I guess that would be Russia's other option.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.